balance. When somebody pops into the state, there's a balance there. And this balance is not here, not there, not this, not that. It's just here with what is. And this came up in the night when I was thinking about some friends whose lives are about giving. And the few people I know whose lives has a priority about sharing with others, being there for other people, the few people I know live in an extraordinary state from most people, meaning they have a fulfilled, contented life, and they seem to be blessed in that whatever they need comes to them. That's quite rare. So I was thinking about balance and thinking, so there's lots of people who are doing good things for people and they're not in balance. So I was looking at that and I was seeing that mostly people that give are actually getting. They're giving in order to get. And sometimes they're just getting the satisfaction of giving. So just listen to that for a moment. Getting satisfaction from giving. Some people are religious and doing it for religious reasons. Some people are doing it so they go to heaven afterwards. And the Buddhists talk about merit. When you do something good, there's a merit. And what I was saying is, if you do something for something, it's not in balance, and it's actually a demerit. You're actually using the other person for you to feel better. So you're helping them so that you feel better. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's far better to be doing things for people than taking from people. But it is a form of taking. And coming back again, those few people I know who are not giving to get something for themselves, a sense, a feeling, they are naturally flowing and doing what they're doing because that is their truth, that is their way. I'm not suggesting anything's wrong with anybody or anything. In fact, when I look at the big picture, it's perfect. Everything's perfect. Everybody's doing exactly what they need to be doing. And most people are suffering. In some way, they're unhappy. Spend a little time, go in with them, get them to really, really share what's going on. And it's a mess in there. And there's nothing wrong with that. The thing is, it's not fun. And it doesn't have to be like that. So how does the change come about? As I hear myself saying often, sometime, each day, stop and sit and be honest with yourself. Are you doing what you really want to be doing? Are you living with the person you really want to be living with? Are you living in a place you really want to be living in? Just take a look, because any aberration there, any mismatch, you're out of balance and you're going to be uncomfortable. My theory is that we are one family, all of us. I actually include the animals and the trees in that, and everything. We're all one family, and we've taken different forms. Now, there are what we call tribes, undeveloped people, who are much more developed than us in many ways. They have a sense of something that we've come away from. The Australian Aboriginal people are not just in touch with the land, they're one with the land. The people that are no longer in the bodies that they call their ancestors, they're still there. They're just changed form. And that's how I see everything. It's all one. And we're all in different forms. We could say levels of development, but we don't develop equally. Some parts of us develop, like we've developed our brain to quite an extent, and people who live on the land haven't developed their brain in that way, but the instincts are still alive. And many people living in the cities have lost their instincts, or lost touch with it. They haven't lost it. Back to these people who are selflessly being there to assist other people. They're different people. If you meet a person and there's a pleasant feeling around them, you don't feel holding a position or a view, but they're soft and gentle and flowing. Often, they're people that are making themselves available for other people. So, they're not doing it for reward, and we use the word, they're being rewarded. And what is the reward? Being close to our natural state. So we get from the East, thou art that. What is that? Well, we can't say what that is, except it's delightful. Delightful. What you could do is, as I say, each day, stop. Take just a few minutes on your own and take a look at your life and what is your absolute truth. I'm not even saying you have to live it. Just get it clear in there and things will start to clear up for you. Because as I see it, our natural state is delight.